You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So much to talk about and get to today. What's the market doing in reaction to the huge story from Helsinki? We'll talk with David Fisher a bit later on. And we'll get some perspective on history and what it tells us. But we're going to start with analysis of the Helsinki summit between Putin and Trump right now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We discussed this also, zero collusion, and it has had a negative impact upon the relationship of the two largest nuclear powers in the world.
We should be guided by facts. Could you name a single fact that would definitively prove the collusion? This is utter nonsense.
It's really weird, this Putin thing. It's really weird. You have George W. Bush, who went and met with Putin, and he said, I looked into his eyes and I saw his soul, and he somehow, like, you know, had a man crush. Trump's talking big and tough. He goes in and he just totally, like, softens up today. I don't know how to describe Putin's effect on Republican presidents, but I don't like it. Equally, I don't like President Obama saying he's going to do stuff and then never doing that either. So what does it all mean? What was this historic summit? There was a lot of interesting angles of this. They met for far longer than they were, you know, had planned to. And I even think that Putin was pulling a little bit of a man stunt on Trump when he showed up a half hour late. I'm really interested in kind of breaking this down psychologically. But let's first turn to Lan He Chen, a PhD. He's a fellow at the Hoover Institution. He's also a law lecturer at Stanford Law School and public policy program at Stanford University. He lectures there. He's also counsel at Arndt Fox LLP, and he's also a member of the Salem Media Editorial Board. Lan He, it's good to have you at Kevin McCullough Radio. I've known and appreciated your work for a long time. First time I've been able to get you on the air. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for having me on this afternoon.
Describe what happened from your perspective with the president and Mr. Putin today. His critics are obviously blasting him, even on Fox, every 15 minutes. How good, how bad was this appearance?
Well, I don't think it was good. You know, I take a very cynical view of the Russians. I take a very cynical view of Vladimir Putin. I agree with you that President Bush was badly mistaken when he thought he could trust Vladimir Putin. I think Barack Obama was incredibly naive when he tried to reset relations with Russia. You know, you'll recall famously then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton presenting the Russians with the reset button. I mean, you talk about naive. That's I think my four-year-old would know not to do that. And now, unfortunately, it seems like we had another meeting here between our president and Vladimir Putin that didn't go particularly well from the perspective of those of us who believe Russia continues to be a serious threat to American interests. And I think the president wasn't wrong in saying, you know, we want to have better relations with the Russians. I think he's right about that. But I don't think the way you get there is by not calling them out for some of the things they've done. And the collusion issue aside, because, you know, I tend to agree that there's been no evidence to date that demonstrates collusion of any sort. There is strong evidence to suggest the Russians tried to interfere in our election. And I think we have to put them on notice that kind of behavior is unacceptable and will be responded to.
Right. Let me ask for some clarity on that, because when that came up in the presser today, Putin immediately went to this idea that this that it was this private company. He compared it to kind of George Soros and said, you know, Soros doesn't speak for the Americans when he undermines foreign elections. Do we have direct evidence, or does Mueller have direct evidence that the 12 that he indicted were agents of the government, or were they simply Russian citizens?
Well, Mueller's investigation so far has been very comprehensive, and the indictment that was just filed last week provides what I believe is pretty compelling evidence that these were individuals acting at the behest of the Russian government. And certainly our intelligence community...
So you're not answering my question either. This is very difficult for me because I keep asking the same question and nobody answers it. Were they employees of Putin's Russia government, or were they independents with maybe some ties to people, but nothing that was like an official connection to them?
No, I don't believe they were independents, Kevin. I believe they have a direct relationship. Now, how
okay.
they were getting paid and how they were getting employed, that I don't know.
Okay,
but it does seem fairly clear that these were people who were in some way employed by GRU, which is the Russian intelligence agency. So no, I think these were government agents.
So when Putin made that he's not completely wrong on that either, because during the Obama years there were a lot of Soros people that worked in the government. So it's a very murky thing. Even if his explanation held any water, it would be murky. But our side seems to have great clarity on it. I'm going to go with my team. The president's critics will say that he should have as well.
Yeah, and I think that's a reasonable thing to say, you know, to say, look, I believe that my intelligence community had the proper assessment here. And, you know, I think the president gets a little bit of a hard time for not backing our intelligence agencies. But in this particular situation, I do wish he had been more forceful in saying, look, our intelligence agencies have come up with this conclusion. I believe they are correct. And I believe it's something that we need to at least call out. I mean, at least say, look, we know you did it. We don't like it. We could try to move past it, but let's acknowledge what happened.
Yeah. Let's talk about some things that were both addressed and not addressed. No mention of Eastern Ukraine at all. How significant?
I think it's significant because it's a sore spot, clearly. But it's a testament to why it is that some of us still believe Russia presents a serious geopolitical challenge to the United States, that they're willing to engage in this sort of action, and whether it is direct kinetic military involvement or more subtle involvement in undermining democracy, these are things that are troublesome and, again, deserve to be mentioned.
Same thing with Crimea. There was kind of an acknowledgement, at least by Putin, that Trump disagrees with him. In fact, Putin was the one that mentioned it in the presser. The president didn't. But he said, we're agreeing to disagree.
Yeah, and there I think the words matter. And here again, it would have been great to hear President Trump directly make reference to some of the more challenging elements of our relationship. And certainly what Russia has done with respect to some of its neighbors is deeply troubling. And for the American president to not say those things, I think people have a good reason to be a little bit upset about that.
Yeah. There was almost this bizarre moment at the very end, Lonhee, when they got into the dossier and the allegations and so forth. And the President Putin said this, cut number three.
I'd like to add something to this. After all, I was an intelligence officer myself. And I do know how dossiers are made up. Just a second.
I know how dossiers are made. He's the expert on dirty dossiers. Lonhee, it was a bizarre reaction, and yet he thought he was adding to the answer being given to the Associated Press. What'd you make of that?
Well, I suppose the reason why Putin said that was to in some way discredit the dossier, as to say, look, I know how these things are made, and this was not legitimate, or this is not how I would make a dossier. But, you know, it was a great reminder of the history of Vladimir Putin. Lest we think he is a reformed political leader,
right, exactly.
Let's not forget that he's essentially a KGB thug in disguise.
That's exactly what went through my head when he gave that response.
Oh my goodness!
There was a certain degree of, you know, even I got sucked in a little bit during the rest of the thing. He said that it all came back. I'm like, that's it. That's a dirty agent right there, and he's saying, hey, trust me, I'm very good.
Yeah, let's not forget that the background and history of Vladimir Putin, and you know, it's always very difficult because, you know, you want to have relationships with the Russian people and understand that the Russian people, you know, as a whole, they're not the problem. Really, it is Vladimir Putin and his government. And when he reminds people, yes, you know, I was in the KGB, you sort of do have to take notice and say, yes, indeed, you were. Once KGB, always KGB.
Yeah, all right. Good analysis. Lonnie Chen of the Salem Editorial Board and also of the Hoover Institution and Stanford Law School. We are appreciative of your time today, sir. Thank you so much.
Kevin, good to be with you.
Coming up next, what does history teach us about all of this? Well, why don't we go see it for ourselves? Stay with us. Hi, Calvin McCullough. Picture this, standing at the Sea of Galilee and being baptized in the Jordan River, visiting Jerusalem, where every stone pathway leads you toward the life of Christ and the story of God's purpose on earth. These moments can be yours when you join Tony and Lois Evans for Experience Israel 2018. That's November 7th through the 16th. Gifted musical guests Anthony Evans and Meredith Andrews will be with you as your time in Israel will be rich and have lots of spiritual meaning. Visit am570themission.com or call 855-448-7226 to book your journey to Israel today.
Now, there's a place where all your Christian programs reside. All the best Christian radio stations live there. Find your local Christian station or look for one farther away that plays the program you like. ChristianRadio.com not only links you to the best Christian radio stations in America, like this one, but also podcasts of great uplifting content designed to grow your faith. Find us now and download the app on either Apple or Android devices. It's the difference maker in your daily walk. ChristianRadio.com.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law and wondered what's the best course of action to take? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan, Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. If you have a legal question for Mike Connors, the Ask the Lawyer host, simply email the question to mikeconnors@gmail.com. That's mikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500 and see for yourself. That's Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors every Saturday morning at 8 on AM 570 The Mission and every Saturday evening at 6 on AM 970 The Answer.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-936-5496.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-494-2323. That's 800-494-2323. 800-494-2323. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The WMCA July Ministry of the Month is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
The problem today is people want God to meet their need when they're unwilling to plant a seed, which means they don't exercise any faith.
Listen Monday through Friday afternoon at 1:30.
He sees that there was faith that in that little seed would be a future growth.
Details on Dr. Evans' trip to Israel at AM570TheMission.com. The Alternative, the July Ministry of the Month on AM570 The Mission, WMCA.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I hope that you'll do what I decided to do this summer. You know, every 3 or 4 years, I just decide to do a good cleanse and to make sure that my body is as healthy as possible. And I wanted to drop about 35 pounds this summer. So I've established that as a goal. And I've turned to Dr. Melinda Keller and the Brooklyn Wellness Center. You know why? Because Dr. Melinda Keller has the best weight loss program in America, bar none. And since I've only been on the program for 6 days and have already lost 12 pounds, I'm telling you, I'm going to hit that goal and maybe faster than I thought I would. I want you to give it a try. She will guarantee that you lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. And there's no drugs, shots, hormones, or surgery. It's all natural, doctor supervised. You eat real food and you will get results as well. 718-234-6212. That's 718-234-6212. 718-234-6212.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, every single day we fight very much to help you think with greater clarity about the times we live in. We give you breaking news as it happens. We talk about what it means and we talk about why it matters. Some of you know that I just love history. And the reason that I love history is because it's easy to help shed clarity on today's circumstances if we understand what happened before us. In fact, the definition of a fool is oftentimes failing to understand what did happen before. So we don't want to be that way. We don't want to be foolish. And we are grateful for the sacrifice of those that have gone before us in that history. And there probably is no more poignant example of that than the invasion of D-Day and the beaches of Omaha and Utah Beach in northern France. When you think about the odds that those boys were coming out of those boats with, trying to make it up unscalable cliffs against machine gun fire, and having to just use overwhelming numbers to suppress the German defensive outposts there, it should make you quite teary-eyed. And I've always in my entire life thought if I ever had a chance to go and see that place where those patriots gave their last full ounce of devotion, I would want to do it. Well, friends, I got great news. Not only do I get to go, but you get to come with me. And I'm excited about what we're launching today. If you've been on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram over the weekend, you've already seen the beaches of D-Day. I'm calling it my freedom tour this year. We're going to go to Paris and Normandy and Champagne, and we're going to see things that, you just probably can only see once in a lifetime. And if you are grateful for the days in which you live, I want you to join us. Let me give you the phone number. It's 888-733-9494. 888-733-9494. 888-733-9494. Now, going with us is someone who knows this terrain quite well, but he also understands how it relates to modern America life. In fact, he has served his nation and attempted to serve this country even in elective office. He had the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate in 2006 against Ted Kennedy. And he wants to see America be America at her very best. It's one of the reasons why he helps lead these tours to places of significance and of importance all over the globe. And we're grateful to have Kenneth Chase, your host and president of Conservative Tours, joining us right now. Ken, it's good to have you here. Thank you for making time for us.
Well, it's my pleasure, Kevin, for to chat with you and your listeners. And needless to say, I'm as excited as you are. I've been doing this since 1981, taking Americans to the D-Day beaches, but I never get tired of it. It's always exciting when you're a half hour or so on the highway outside of Pegasus Bridge, which is always our first stop on the D-Day beaches, and we'll be there for 2.5 days on the D-Day beaches. Pegasus Bridge is our first stop, and I don't want to say I get weak in the knees, but I do get there are times when you get emotional, and for your listeners and your followers who will be joining us in October to Normandy, suffice it to say, it's going to be very moving because, as you said, you're only going to do this once in your life. You want to do it right. You're going a great distance. You're going to invest some hard-earned money. You want to do it right, and that's how we do it, meaning we do it thoroughly. This is not right. A drive-by event. We spend 2.5 days covering just those 55 miles from Pegasus Bridge down to Sainte-Mère-Église in Utah. So the idea is to honor, you know, in some respects, there's one key element during the D-Day portion of the whole tour. When we go to the cemetery on the bluff overlooking Omaha, it's the one point where, even though I'm holding your hand and I'm by your side for the whole 11 days, when you actually stroll through the cemetery, it's the one time where I tell my guests, you don't really need me, and you don't. But there's so much about the tour that's very moving. But one of the key aspects of the whole tour is, of course, the commentary, because this helps to fill in some gaps in your memory. It helps to refresh your memory. We've all seen the movies, The Longest Day, Private Ryan, but this is a chance to come full circle in terms of your understanding of the history of the event. But yes, you're right. This moves you to the core the moment you approach Omaha Beach and these other sacred sites.
I think that's especially true if you have a pulse. If you're dead, maybe not. But otherwise, if you're American, it should. Ken, let me just touch base, historically speaking, for a second. Those beaches, when those boys were headed towards them, they did not have any certainty of outcome. And they certainly began to see the gunfire mow down the ones that were in front of them. And yet they continued to come and come and come and come. And if they had not, Ken Chase, historian, how would the modern world look differently right now?
Well, I have often asked the questions to my many European friends and family. For example, I like to, because I do a lot in Spain, I say, what would Hitler have done with Spain? Because, of course, Spain was in a different position. You know, Spain with Franco was ostensibly an ally of Hitler, for lack of a better term. And I often wonder, what would have happened? What would he have done with French? What would he have done with the French language? I don't know. But it's certainly interesting. It's an interesting question to pose. And if it wasn't for the heroism of our men and wasn't for the heroism of the British, among others, but that was the bulwark, that was the force, that was the foundation that in the West, obviously, we have to tip our hat. And in growing up in America, and I talk about this, we don't learn about the role of the Soviet Union or the Russians, if you will, in World War II. But the fact of the matter is, without the events of Stalingrad, without the Russian heroism, there's another answer to your question. History today would have been much different.
Okay, what we want to do, friend, is if you're listening right now, I want you to get online and see the tour. There's a very thorough outline of what we're going to get to do at conservativetours.com. Just look for the Kevin McCullough Tour. It's right there at the top of the page. Or call 888-733-9494. We're talking about October 6th through the 16th. 888-733-9494.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts KICK to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting KICK to 88988. That's K-I-C-K to 88988.
My name is Lauren Sullivan, and I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis 9 years ago, and I was severely disabled. And about 6 years ago, my mother had found Balance of Nature, so we decided to give it a try because at that point, nothing was helping. I was skeptical at first, but over time I realized I had more energy levels. I was sleeping better, which was huge, and my hair looked better, my skin looked better, my nails looked better, and then I was able to weed off some of those medications. And I know had I not found Balance of Nature, I would not be living the quality of life that I am now.
When you call, use discount code THEMISSION, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEMISSION.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GROW to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GROW to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. GROW to 85850.
Gather around, everyone. We've got huge news from Sprint Marketing, so we need to brainstorm on how to advertise it. Our new friend Atlas is here to help.
My computer says there's never been a better time to switch to Sprint and get the new Unlimited Plus plan. It features the TV you love with Hulu, music streaming with Tidal Premium, full HD, and 15 gigabytes of mobile hotspot, all on the network built for unlimited at the best price.
And Unlimited Plus is 50% off Verizon and AT&T rates.
I've analyzed the data, and that is only $22 per month per line when you bring or buy five phones. My hyper-advanced marketing strategy will get the word out. I will walk among humans wearing a device that features our message on both the front and back.
You mean a sandwich board?
An excellent name for the device. May I use it?
Switch to Sprint's Unlimited Plus plan for just $42 per line. But hurry, for a limited time, it's now $22 per line when you bring or buy your own phones. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com/unlimited, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Price with $5 per month auto pay discount. One Hulu limited commercials plan per Sprint account compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited features differ. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Requires new lines subject to credit and $3 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. And friends, if you're just tuning in, you're just hearing for the first time that we have announced that October 6th through the 16th, we have got a beautiful, beautiful trip planned for you to join us. It is to the beaches of Normandy, the D-Day beaches, if you will, Utah and Omaha. We're going to learn the stories of the men who gave the last full measure of sacrifice so that you and I could be free today. We don't speak German today because of those boys that jumped when they were needed, and many of them never even getting off the beach, many of them just never even getting out of the water. But we will allow that sacrifice to be observed, and we will commemorate that together. And then there's a lot of other things that we're going to do. We're going to go see some historic sites inland as well. 7 nights in Paris, 2 more on the road in Normandy. It's just going to be a beautiful time together, and I'm hoping that you will join us. I'm looking forward to being there. Ken Chase is going to be our expert historian and tour guide, and he joins us once again here at Kevin McCullough Radio. And Ken, you've got a natural interest in politics and so forth. You obviously ran for the Senate seat in Massachusetts, but history is really your passion, and that's why these tours are so important. And just give us a little bit of a flavor of what else we'll touch on while we're there.
Well, it's a good question because, you know, it's not a drive-by tour. Whether we're in Paris or heading to Reims to do our Champagne Day visit, which includes the Nazi surrender, or we're in Luxembourg doing the Battle of the Bulge, the commentary that I lend to the proceedings is really nonstop. And because we market around the country to conservatives, these are people who tend to be well-read, and they like a lot of history. They like current events. They like to learn. So they enjoy that. It's whether we're in Paris just on a 10-minute drive to one of our lovely restaurants, or we're heading out, as I say, to Champagne Country, the commentary we give is always appreciated. And people want to know, because living here, it's hard to know what's going on in Europe. But in fact, what's going on in the EU affects certainly our economy here, because it's very important. So people like to learn a little bit about all the, well, a good portion of the great events that are roiling the continent the last 10, 15 years, particularly the last two or three years. There's a lot of turmoil in Europe, and politically, socially, and otherwise, and the guests like to learn a little bit about that to get a little bit better feel. Who's really running the EU? Who are the big players in Europe? Who are the lesser players? What are the big issues? We get a little bit of it if we try to follow it over here. But the guests appreciate that, and so it's a very fulfilling tour in that respect, too. It's a great learning experience, the whole event.
Yeah. You just heard Ken mention, friend, the Nazi surrender in Champagne area of France. That's one of the stops that we will be doing. But also he mentioned Luxembourg and the crossroads, the most famous crossroads in World War II, which was Bastogne. And if you saw the miniseries Band of Brothers, you saw kind of depicted on screen just how brutal that was. But, Ken, when we're talking about guys that gave the full measure of devotion, those cold nights in Bastogne, I mean, they were the most brutal for the least prepared, and yet the American line held. We didn't surrender, and we were able to eventually cause Hitler's surrender because of that strength.
Yeah, I mean, the bravery, again, it's so hard for us to truly feel it and appreciate it. But nonetheless, that's really what we're trying to do when we make this journey, is to better understand. And we can relate well, because these are, remember, even though we're over in this foreign country, these are our boys. And of course, when we go to the cemetery in Ham, just outside of Luxembourg City, and we go to the cemetery in Normandy, and you see these crosses, and every state in the Union is mentioned repeatedly, you understand. This, again, it comes home to you, because these are our boys. These are your right. uncles. This is your grandfather. This is, this is your grandfather's brother, and so forth. So we do relate in that respect, and we can understand some of what they did. But the brutality of that winter at the Bulge was, of course, compounded by the fact that when we're talking about the foxholes at Foy, F-O-Y, when you're talking about the foxholes there, of course, they couldn't light fires to keep warm. So that made it brutally difficult to endure. And they couldn't light the fires, obviously, because that would just give their positions away to the Germans. So the bravery that they displayed was phenomenal. And I don't want to say it was unmatched, because it was matched in other theaters of battle during the war, whether it was in the Pacific or elsewhere in Europe. But again, the bravery is phenomenal, but they were well trained, and this is right. part of what we don't always understand. Soldiers are trained, and they're very well trained, and when you're well trained and disciplined, and you know you have a leader, and you know you have a cause, you know you have a purpose, you go forward. So you ask, how on earth did they have the courage to get off those boats when they saw the men in front of them were getting off the boats and being mowed down the minute the front door opened of the boat? That's why. They had a mission. They had a purpose. They were instructed. They were trained. They followed orders.
And it was one of the last... And it was one of the last times that the world really looked at evil and said, this really is evil. We have a hard time acknowledging what evil is now. But that was a real clarifying moment. And Eisenhower and Roosevelt and Churchill, none of them took their duties lightly. Friends, come enjoy this trip with us. Learn with us. We're going to go on October 6th through the 16th. It's 888-733-9494, 888-733-9494 for more info. Ken Chase, thanks so much. This is Kevin McCullough. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're not getting a wonderful night's sleep, there's a good chance it could be because of your pillow. And I've got great news because my friend Mike Lindell, the founder and creator of the most incredible sleep technology ever invented, the MyPillow, has brought back his most popular offer. Buy one premium MyPillow, get the second one free. Sleeping on a MyPillow is unlike anything else you've ever done. It never goes flat. It stays cool through the night. You can adjust it. And the patented fill gives you the exact support you need to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer and awake more refreshed. MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. No questions asked. You can even put it in the washer dryer to wash it yourself. Now, you can get a buy one premium MyPillow and get another premium MyPillow absolutely free by calling 800-506-2641 or use the promo code WMCA. You can also go to MyPillow.com. Just make sure you use the promo code WMCA. 800-506-2641, promo code WMCA. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't you want to? Now is the perfect time to give our friends Mike and Brian at Intercontinental Capital Group a call. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are still low. So talk to Mike and Brian about how you can possibly eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, take out cash for home improvements, or save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you'll be amazed by how well you'll be treated and how simple they make this very complex process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Intercontinental Capital Group and lock in your low rate today. 800-300-8919. That's 800-300-8919. Intercontinental Capital Group, licensed mortgage banker, equal housing lender, NMLS number 60134.
Are you hungry for the truth and a powerful move of God? Don't miss Hear the Watchman's Lifting the Veil Conference, coming to Long Island, New York, August 9th through 11th. A spiritual battle is raging, and the remnant body of Christ needs to prepare now. Go to hearthewatchman.com and reserve your tickets for this life-changing event. Bring your friends and family to the beautiful Hyatt Regency Long Island for two full days of mind-blowing presentations and fellowship with modern-day watchmen, including Henry Groover, L.A. Marzulli, Derek Gilbert, Russ Dizdar, Pastor Paul Bigley, Carl Gallups, Dr. Michael Lake, Dave Daubenmeyer, Casper McLeod, Messianic Rabbi Zev Perret, and more. You will be empowered. You will be blessed. This limited seating event will sell out. Use code SAVE20 for $20 off. Discounted hotel rooms are still available, but going fast. Please, don't delay. This event will change your life. Go to hearthewatchman.com. That's hearthewatchman.com. And remember, in the end, Jesus wins.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text TRY to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text TRY to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's TRY to 350-350.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Be in the greatest city in the world. In the greatest city in the world. happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us. Thank you for being here. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, why it matters. Of course, the top story, the president and Vladimir got together and had a chat, and people are not happy about it, as we've been discussing here on the broadcast. You've heard from reactions, but if you all you have to do is turn on the cable news channels and you just see some Republicans and every Democrat and a lot of the media saying what happened here. Did it have any impact on the markets? That's the focus of our next discussion, and to join us for that is the CEO of Landmark Capital. Well, I have to admit, if you were watching Newsmax television a week ago Sunday, if you were flipping the channels, you might have seen his face right there on the Income Generation TV show. And nice job there talking about the economy at large. But David Fisher, it's good to have you back on Kevin McCullough Radio. And I was thankful that David Scranton gave my show a little shout out there on his show, saying you appear here every week. And I was very honored. Thanks for including me.
Well, thank you for having me. You got big shoes to fill, and I'm glad I was able to do it. Maybe not as eloquent as you, but think it's in kind of in my power alley, what we talked about, tariffs, you know, and kind of to piggyback what you were saying, the markets aren't really moving up or down because no lack of confidence was brought to the market, and no confidence was brought, but there are some underlying things that are happening between Russia and the United States that I think is important that are not being talked about, but it's being overshadowed by this meeting. I think that's critical, especially when it comes to our currency.
Yeah. Well, let's get into that a little bit. It is the top story of the day, Russia, U.S. What are those underlying factors that we need to be aware of here in the United States?
Well, Friday, the Department of Treasury came out in a look-back report and said that Russia had a major sell-off of U.S. Treasury bonds. Half of their Treasury holdings Russia sold back in March. And as a result of that, it showed its head in early April. They sold $47.4 billion, to be specific, according to the stats. That is actually what the Treasury is saying caused the 10-year yield to go above 3%. It wasn't anything else. CNBC and other market news commentators on financial news were saying it's because of other things, tariffs. This had to do with Russia selling. An interesting fact also is China's been selling some of these. In the same period of time, they sold not a lot, $7 billion of the assets in March and also April, the same amount. But another thing that's kind of happening between Russia and the United States is behind the scenes is Russia's been making agreements with Iran in their oil, $50 billion.
Yeah.
There was a big meeting between the senior advisor of Iran and President Vladimir Putin, and they reaffirmed their commitment to work together. The two energy giants out of Russia, Rosneft and Gazprom, have already started talks with the Ministry of Iran and signed potential deals worth of $10 billion, just those two oil-producing companies alone.
So it's a complete shock, then, that Vladimir Putin would say in that news conference today that Iran's getting a raw deal here. They need to be cut some slack.
You know, what we see in an agreement between two presidents, leaders of the world, who hold 90% of the nuclear arsenals is one thing, and what happens behind the scenes and when it comes to money, the treasury bills and oil is a whole other thing.
No doubt. Well, let's talk about that $50 billion in T-bills. And you've talked about it before, but you said that if the T-bill gets above the 3%, that's really a concern, economic concern for U.S. consumers.
Well, yes, it is, because it's kind of like the psychological barrier. It's back down since then. Today it's at 2.85%. But what has happened in the midst of this since then and now is that the 2-year yield has gone up. So the gap between the 2 and the 10 has gotten a lot smaller, which is another thing we watch. And a lot of people, economists, are saying this thing is going to invert, which means the shorter-term yield of a 2-year is going to get higher in value than a 10-year. So if that happens, 9 times out of 10, that's recession.
Well, and we don't want that to happen, so we need to keep watching that carefully, as I know David will. Looking past Russia, China is still sitting there. Are we in a trade war with them yet?
We are officially in a trade war. There is $34 billion that were put into place in tariffs last week. The president is talking about another $200 billion over the weekend. All Bloomberg News and other financial news had talking heads across the board saying, you know, where we're at. Some very well-respected people like Scott Minard said this, that the hail of risk is getting fatter and fatter as we go along. So far, the Chinese have shown no interest in backing down, and neither has Donald Trump. Another person, Jim Milstein, says, it seems like a perfect storm, creating conditions where recession is very likely and the increases of incidence of defaults and delinquencies are much higher. So, we're headed towards everything I've been saying now. The analysts are saying these things. We're not there yet. No need to sound the alarm, but we've gotten closer to the panic button.
Well, that's disturbing. And friends, one of the reasons why I love having David on is because he offers you materials that will help you stay informed as these events come to pass. In fact, his newest newsletter is titled Some Use Their Crystal Ball, I Just See the Obvious. And it talks about his eight previous predictions that have come to pass. And he also gives a couple of future ones that he's making as well. And you could see this for yourself. Just call 844-604-2575 and request the newest newsletter. You can also get the 2018 white paper. It's the new one, Time Is Up, Which Bubble Will Burst First to Trigger the Great Coming Deflate. It's all about what will happen when those bubbles begin to pop and how the economy reacts to it. And it's all got stuff that you need to know. And he's still making the Financial Survival Guide free. It's nearly $200 worth of value and product, but he's still making it available for free. If you just call and request it, 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. You can also go online at landmarkgold.com. David Fisher, always appreciate your insight. Thanks for giving us your thoughts today.
Absolutely, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
And keep looking good on TV. It's Kevin McCullough Radio coming back with the final thought for the day. It's I'm not going anywhere. You shouldn't either. Stay with us.
Buttafuoco & Associates has successfully won nearly $500 million in verdicts and settlements. Dan talks about representing Scott.
Scott's case was one of the most important cases my office ever handled. First of all, Scott was a true public servant. He was actually working as a state police officer when he was injured. He was riding an ATV on the dunes when it hit a defect that shouldn't have been there from an old snow fence. His ATV flipped over, he broke his neck, and he became a quadriplegic. The state offered $0 to settle this case, so it was all or nothing. We had to win this case, which we did. In state court, the case settled for close to $15 million. The actual payout is closer to about $40 million, so Scott is set for the rest of his life with his family. The case was so important it made the front page of the Law Journal.
For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT, 1-800-669-4878, helping accident victims rebuild their lives. Buttafuoco & Associates, 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
This is Dr. Tony Evans. Join me this fall as we journey together to the land of Israel and experience the sights and sounds that we've read about in the Bible. Come and find inspiration, renewal, and hope.
Join Tony and Lois Evans for Experience Israel 2018 from November 7th to the 16th. With gifted musical guests Anthony Evans and Meredith Andrews, your time in Israel will be rich with spiritual meaning. Visit am570themission.com or call 855-448-7226 to book your journey to Israel today.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Shopping for an engagement ring can be very stressful. You want a unique ring at a great price. The big jewelry stores try to sell you what they have in stock. Others try to upsell you till it's way over your budget. Disappointment inevitably sets in and you end up settling for a ring that you're not totally satisfied with. Friends, that's why I urge every one of you, my friends, my listeners, even my family, to visit Lord's Diamonds and see my very good friend Anu. You see, Anu is different. She takes great pride in working with her client's budget, finding the right diamond, and creating a unique engagement ring that the bride cherishes forever. There is no comparison. Honesty, integrity, good Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds are all about. It's the height of wedding and engagement season. Don't settle. Buy a ring everyone will admire. And if you mention Kevin McCullough, you're going to get an additional $500 off the price of wedding bands. To set up an appointment, call 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500 or online at LordsDiamonds.com.
What
you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Where did you get this idea that President Trump trusts me or I trust him? He defends the interests of the United States of America, and I do defend the interests of the Russian Federation. We do have interests that are common. We are looking for points of contact.
But will they have them? Does it matter? What does the rest of the world think? That's some of the questions yet to be answered. And if you were reading the Democrats' tweets this morning, man, were they outraged. Nancy Pelosi coming out almost immediately. Russia has something on him. Hillary was trolling him hard, which she really shouldn't. I want to go back to the opening of the show today. Lan He Chen was joining us, the distinguished fellow from Stanford University and the Hoover Institution. And she was the one that took the reset button to the Russians right after President Obama was reelected, an actual reset button. You can push the reset button. We have a reset button here for you, Mr. Medvedev. I mean, that's just sad. But even after that, she had to tweet today. Great World Cup. Question for President Trump as he meets Putin. Do you know which team you play for? It's that kind of stuff that I think the American people look at with some great disdain. John Brennan, though, was not to be outdone in terms of the snowflake crazy that got unleashed afterwards. And I'm not saying that the president had his best day. There were things about this that I sat there going, that's kind of weird. But this was John Brennan, the former Obama administration official. Trump's press conference in Helsinki rises to and exceeds the threshold of high crimes and misdemeanors. Notice what he's saying. Not the backroom discussion, not offering him something in secret. The press conference. What we saw there on the presser, that rose to and exceeds the threshold of the high crimes and misdemeanors. Cuckoo. It was nothing short of treasonous, he says. Now, since when does a former CIA guy throw this type of language around? Not only Trump's comments imbecilic, he is wholly in the pocket of Putin. Republican patriots, where are you? Look, I've got concerns about why we didn't call out Ukraine. I've got concerns about why we didn't do certain things. I'm not saying it was treason. Treason, Mr. Brennan, is when he actually works for the undermining and the hurting of his own country. Not asking Putin about one area of public policy because, as Trump is wont to do, he thinks he can massage the deal better as he goes through it. Though he may have met his match with Putin, I'm not sure. But treason? High crimes, misdemeanors? Yeah, certainly puts to rest that whole impeachment meme that you were trying to get rid of a couple of weeks ago, right, Democrats? Yeah, nobody's still talking about that anymore. Nobody. I'm Kevin McCullough.